What is the role of radio in rural communities in Africa?
Picture yourself in a remote area without telephones, without electricity, without an access to a computer or to the web. Would you be able to survive without it? Yes, you would, but you would be isolated, completely isolated from the rest of the world. So radio tries to fulfill that gap by keeping people up to date on what is happening locally, nationally, but then even internationally. The first thing that we have to understand is that there is a distinction between urban commercial radio and rural radio. Rural radio, first of all, is a radio for the rural areas. But what's more important is that it's a radio that speaks local language, and it's for local interest, local information, local coverage. The main aspect of the rural radio is that it actually responds to the needs, the information and communication needs of the rural people. It is owned, it's operated and driven by local communities. Members of the community actually pay fees for the radio to fund itself. And then we have to also take into account that radio in most rural areas of developing countries are the only information tools that are available to local communities. So radio comes in mostly in areas where there is a lack of coverage of the national or state radios, or also where telephones are not available. So one has to understand that it's a very critical use of the medium, even to just simply broadcast information for people in case of emergencies, in case there is a need to call agricultural producers, for instance, to collect their produce. So it's information that it's vital for people, for their livelihoods. So the radios have a huge task for them, a responsibility that is quite important for the rural people.
Could you give me some examples of how radio is used in these communities?
The rural radio has a methodology of its own, basically a methodology which builds on the oral tradition of rural communities. So in this case, the dialogue, discussions, debates are very important for people. And in a way, the radio acts as an extension of this oral tradition. So it's important to have the contact with local populations. And as part of this methodology, the facilitator, the radio facilitator, has to get to know the people in the communities before he even starts asking questions or doing interviews. The radio is also seen sometimes as a village telephone. It's a useful tool for people to communicate with relatives or friends in other villages who cannot be reached either by phone or by mail. So the only way to do it is just to put an ad on the radio, and people will also hear what these friends or relatives have to say. And this, in addition to making, let's say, personal information, you know, public domain, it also helps in building a sense of community, a sense of cohesion.
How is community radio important for development?
Community radio is important for development because it's a communication tool which has to promote issues regarding agriculture, about gender equality, credit, market access, and so forth. It is also a rare occasion for people from the village to gather together in the same place and discuss these issues. And once these debates are facilitated, there are excellent chances for, you know, for people to arrive together at solutions or at least find alternatives to solve a certain problem. There was a particular project in Niger which dealt with the National Agricultural and Livestock Census. One of the problems in the preparation of the census itself was actually to inform people about the objectives of the census. It was important, very important, to inform people in advance of what they were expected to do, so that when the officers from the Statistics Institute would come and visit them, they would be prepared not only with the answers, but also in knowing why there was a census going on. Also to make them understand that in case, for instance, there was an outbreak, either in crops or in livestock, veterinary services or agricultural advisory services would be equipped to face those outbreaks or those emergencies. So the communication aspect was very important. Also because, not just in developing countries, but everywhere, people are a bit reluctant to release information about their own households. So it's important that people know why this exercise is going on. And if we consider that a lot of villages in developing countries are in remote areas and they are isolated villages, then the only way to get the information to them is through radio.
Do you think the role of radio is really valued among policymakers in developing countries?
Policymakers do know the power of radio. In fact, it's quite common to see during election times politicians that go from village to village, and the first place they visit is the local radio because they know that people listen to the radio. On the development side, they also know that since it's the medium that people, rural people, prefer as far as communication medium is concerned, they know that they can rely on those services to get messages across. But they also rely on the expertise of the facilitators of the radio. This is something that we should not overlook. They're not simple radio announcers. They're people who know their communities. They know their concerns. They know their issues because they actually worked with the people.